Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tracy Gaslin from the Association of Camp Nursing. Tracy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We are glad to be here.
I find this, you know, I never thought about it until I saw this on the schedule today, but I can't think of an activity that is more group-minded, start to finish, sun up to sundown, than camping. And so, right. You know, you talk about what's impacted and, you know, people talk about the supply chain or whatever, but camping, my God. So with that in mind, how are you going to pull that off this year?
Yeah, we know that camp is definitely a group type of activity, but we know now more than ever that's what our youth are needing, is this opportunity to really connect to one another and to connect to nature. So we like to talk about the whole distancing piece, but we don't use the word social distancing. We really encourage the concept of physical distancing with social engagement.
Yes.
And so we're really looking at a variety of ways that we can provide a camp experience. For some camps, that may be a virtual experience. For others, they may be doing modified programming or changing up the number of participants they may have. So we're really looking at a whole range of opportunities to provide that really all-important camp experience.
Now, it's one thing when you deal with day camps, and we will, but when you're dealing with your traditional, we're going away for 8 weeks and we're going to be in the cabin with 16 other kids in double bunk beds and all this kind of stuff, can that even exist?
There's lots of variables to consider, obviously. Lots of things like, you know, hotspot areas versus areas that have had less incidents of COVID-19. But we do think there are ways that we can do some of that. And we have an expert panel that's pulled together. We have the American Camp Association along with our group, Association of Camp Nursing, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and a consulting firm pulling all these pieces together that we've sent off to the CDC. And are hoping they'll lay their eyes on them very soon, that we're giving recommendations for ways that we could provide this camp experience in a way to meet the needs of kids in different areas.
Yeah, normally by now the kids would know exactly where they were going if they were going away or even if they were doing something for the day. And I guess there's a lot up in the air. I can see how the parents, by the way, will have no hesitation sending these kids off. They've been cooped up with them this long. They're more than happy to take a shot at it. I don't think you'll have any problem with enrollees. But nonetheless, it's still set up, just even physically set up within the confines of the camp itself to encourage the group experience. And I could see how things like horseback riding, yeah, you can separate them by 10 feet. That's not real hard or whatever. But so much of it is so social. So give me some specifics on some of the things the camps are coming up with to be able to do.
Well, one of the things that we know is a better option than to be indoors is to be outdoors. And so we know that if we bring the kids outdoors, there's a natural sense that we space ourselves out a little more. And then if we do activities outdoors that require you to space out, if you and I are going to throw a frisbee, we can't physically be standing beside each other. If we're going to do some type of field games or hiking. So the outdoor type of experiences really do lend a little bit more to some of that natural spacing that we would like to accommodate in this time of COVID-19. Yeah. We know there will be changes. We know camps, the culture of each camp is going to look different. We appreciate that. We understand that. But we do know that there's got to be ways that we can provide this essential experience for kids, because they're going to really need some of that mental, emotional, social connection with their peers that they've been getting year after year at different camps. So we have to think about how we house them differently so that we space the bunks out. How do we feed them a little differently so that we have picnics outside and maybe not a crowded dining hall? So there are ways to kind of manage some of those things. You may have to think a little more creatively in different places in different ways.
Well, the good news is the fact that they're camps, they probably have the ground to be able to do it. None of them are in very close quarters. So that makes sense. The it's going to be very interesting all the way around as far as as far as that goes. But like I say, you won't have a lack of campers. That's that's for sure. But one of the things that all camp kids love to do is swimming. So does that present its challenges?
From the context of just being in water, that's not a challenge. The concern is still just that physical distancing piece, right? So we have to think about if you're swimming in a pool or a lake, and maybe historically you've had 50 people in at a time, it may be that we ask you down to just do 25 people, right? To provide the same space with a fewer number of people. And then can we manage activities in different ways so that these individual groups are traveling together in smaller groups and hanging together in their smaller bunks together? So we're just looking at all different kinds of ways that if camps are looking to still do a physical experience, that could they do that? And can they meet the guidelines that we proposed to the CDC? If they can't, then what are some other options, such as the virtual experience or some type of day experience in a different way?
Now, there have been, over the years, many camps that cater to medically needy kids. When I was a kid, I went to a sick kids camp, and we had a great time. But things were set up for us in such a way that that there was a lot of attention paid. But the difference is that none of us, at least where I was involved, had communicable diseases. So it was a very different setup that way. But with regard to medically needy kids, it's even more frightening to think, what if we expose them to something communicable, because the outcome could be worse. So on the one hand, these camps seem to be more equipped to handle this, and on the other hand, they seem to have campers who are in more danger if they contract it.
Sure. So what we know is that a good number of the special needs camps have decided to close their physical experience for the year, and that they are going more to some of a virtual type of experience, but really trying to earnestly connect these kids socially with others, with other peers. And if you're a special needs kid camper, then the most valuable thing that may be to you is to connect with another kid who's in a wheelchair. And can we do that in different ways if we can't physically be together this year? The beauty of, if you can look for the bright side of COVID-19, is that kids have been the least affected, if you will.
Yes.
So either kids are either not getting the condition, or they're asymptomatic, or they're very mildly symptomatic. So children, for the most part, are not having a significant challenge with COVID-19. We're seeing that in the older population, right? So we talk about the essence of the child. Yes, there's always potential for COVID-19 to spread, but we don't think any children that are healthy will have a significant illness from that.
You mentioned online activities as being one of the keys when you can't bring the kids together in one place. Now, give me an example of how a kid, because obviously the kid can surf the net on their own, but for a camp experience, how would this play out?
Well, you're talking to a camp healthcare person, so I'm very left brain, and I leave a lot of the creativity to the camp leadership and staff and program people. But, you know, they're doing things around Zooms and around online gaming opportunities. They're doing things around online arts and crafts opportunities. So the camp staff and camp leaders across the country are very creative people and come up with all kinds of ideas to really use the experience or the activity as the tool, right, to connect kids emotionally and socially. So that's really the goal, not the activity itself, but how do we use whatever that tool is to connect those kiddos for the betterment of both of them, right? So the goal at camp is typically connecting kids to one another's and connecting kids to nature. So how can we do that in different ways when we can't physically put our hand on one another? What's the next best option virtually?
Now, as a nurse practitioner here and involved with that aspect of it in the camps where kids are going to go as opposed to just the virtual experience, what are you doing in terms of different procedures to make sure that you're not going to have, and I agree with you, by the way, that it's predominantly not youth, but nonetheless, right, to protect the possibility or probability of an outbreak, what procedures are you putting in place?
Sure. Well, we have our consortium group has put together some guidance documents that we are getting ready to release very soon to camps. And it will talk about all kinds of things around health hygiene practices, washing our hands, having staff potentially wearing cloth face coverings. We'll have an intensified health screening experience. So when children and staff arrive to camp, we'll do an intensified screening experience to do our best to kind of make sure they don't show up ill. We want everybody to show up to camp in a well state. We will work on making sure we do good things around distancing at camp. This year, I imagine that most camps are going to limit visitors. I think they're going to limit field trips. I think they're going to really think about how do they keep their bunk groups together and basically travel in that group throughout the camp experience. So even though it may be a camp of 100 kids there, hopefully that bunk of 10 to 15 kids and their counselors kind of travel that camp experience together. And in essence, will not be mixing probably with the larger population, even though you may all be there together on that particular campsite. So we're really sending out a lot of good information about, you know, how we do these things, safety practices from monitoring signs and symptoms to how we might get people tested if they were to show up with symptoms that were concerning to us. So we're sending all that on and trying to get CDC to give it a blessing.
The unknown here, and these are all very good things, and they're pretty much probably going to be very effective. But the unknown here is how the kids are going to like this, you know, because this is absolutely a different experience all the way around for them. And while you're right, it's not really your bailiwick there as in nursing, but I would really wonder with all these restrictions, and sure, they're going to do their best. How are the kids going to take to this? That's going to be a fascinating report, but I assume we won't be able to ask about that until probably September.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if the kids are home with their families, which most everybody is, they're seeing people wear face masks. So I think some of the changes we make will not be foreign by the time they get to camp, right? If they see a counselor with a face mask, that won't be something new by that point. So I think some of the physical presentation that weekend is already kind of being brought into some normalcy as they and the family live through that at home right now. But I think the other piece is that kids just love camp because it's their one opportunity to spend an extended period of time together with other people like them, right? Whether it's healthy kids, whether it's kids with special needs, whether it's kids that have talent in a particular sport, whether it's kids who love art and do an art camp experience, they get to come together with somebody who has similar interests, similar desires to learn about that particular area of their life. And
Tracy,
we just really have to think about how we do that.
And I got to say goodbye. I'm playing with a clock, and I'm not used to that. But campnurse.org, and thank you for joining us.